Today is Memorial Day. And as usual, we want here to have a mindful rather than a mindless holiday. It is typically American in a way that is somewhat unfortunate that we think of Memorial Day as a day to just kind of hang out and have fun. There are other countries, Israel, for instance, on their Memorial Day, there is a certain time during the day, I'm not sure what it is, everyone stops. Maybe Daniela is here. Daniela, are you here today? I know, I can't remember, maybe somebody else knows. Is it 3 minutes? Everybody stops. The cars stop on the road, everybody gets out of the cars and they stand in silence. It could be 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, I'm not sure. Someone else was telling me about another country recently does something very, very similar. So in other countries, they take the idea of Memorial Day very, very seriously. And it is a very serious issue indeed, those who have died in war. I'd like to begin. I have a few historical facts I find fascinating. First of all, Memorial Day was founded, as it were. It was originally called Decoration Day, and it was when former slaves, emancipated slaves in 1865, found the bodies of Union soldiers, 257, I think, of them, in a mass grave in a Confederate prison camp. And they gave them proper burials. That was the original day, and to mark what those Union soldiers had given, and had a march of 10,000 emancipated slaves. Ultimately, it became an actual holiday, and I think when you take this time to remember some of the facts, it's mind-boggling. I want to begin, though, with something very, one of Franklin Roosevelt's most famous speeches. It was given in 1936, and it's called his I Hate War speech. And here's a paragraph from it that I find so powerful. And this is also on the wall, one of the Roosevelt quotes on the wall at the Roosevelt Memorial in Washington, D.C. He said, I have seen war. I have seen war on land and sea. I have seen blood running from the wounded. I have seen men coughing out their gassed lungs. I have seen the dead in the mud. I have seen cities destroyed. I have seen 200 limping, exhausted men come out of line, the survivors of a regiment of 1,000 that went forward 48 hours before. I have seen children starving. I have seen the agony of mothers and wives. I hate war.